Is in the air at Lambeau Field, and these are our final thoughts. Mike, what's at stake?
I think one of the things at stake is the run defense for the Packers going to develop into a season-long problem. The Packers gave up over 200 yards rushing to the Seahawks last week. The Jets rushed for over 200 yards against Oakland in their Week 1 game. That run defense of the Packers and the Jets' run offense is going to be on this field on Sunday.
I'll tell you what's at stake. A very bad start to this season, and the Packers must avoid it. If they are to start the season 0-2 with division road games coming up in Detroit, in Chicago,
yeah,
that's got to be avoided. Mike, who are your players to watch?
I'm going to go with two, one on each side of the ball for the Packers. Jamari Lattimore at inside linebacker is going to start for Brad Jones, who's out with a quad injury. We talked about the run defense already, and Lattimore is going to be a key guy there. The other one I'm going to say on offense is wide receiver Jarrett Boykin. He was sort of the sacrificial lamb against Richard Sherman and the Seahawks last week. He kind of was taken out of the game, and the Packers seemed fine with that. Jarrett Boykin is a guy to watch against this Jets secondary.
My player to watch is everybody on the Packers offensive line, and here's why. Rex Ryan likes to move Muhammad Wilkerson around until he finds a weakness he can exploit. Wilkerson must not find a weakness. Mike, the Packers win if they stop the run. That's all. Just stop the run. You know, it's at the root of football's existence. Getting off blocks and tackling the man with the ball. If you can't do that, why bother doing anything else?
Yeah, it's job one on defense, that's for sure. And I say the Packers win along those same lines if they can get an early lead and stop the run and put the game in Geno Smith's hands. Make this guy come into Lambeau as a road young quarterback and beat you.
Make him be a passer.
All right, I like that. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com during Sunday's game for quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime. Send in your questions. Vic will also do a post-game chat live shortly after the game ends, right after the live stream press conferences of Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, and all the post-game stories after that. Thanks for watching, everybody.